This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. The United States and 21 other countries have agreed to spend thousands of millions of dollars to help rebuild Afghanistan. The announcement was made after a special meeting at the State Department in Washington. The talks included officials from the United States, Britain, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and other wealthy countries expected to give money. Representatives of the United Nations and World Bank also attended the meetings last week. The two organizations are expected to supervise most of the aid projects. The World Bank estimates as much as $25,000 million will be needed to rebuild the Afghan economy and provide needed services. Afghanistan is one of the poorest countries in the world. The former Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1978. Civil war and armed conflicts are common in the country's history. The United States has given the most humanitarian aid of any country for the past several years. Last year, America gave a total of $113 million to Afghans inside the country and in refugee camps in nearby countries. So far this year, the United States has given nearly $200 million in aid to Afghanistan. And last month, President Bush announced that $320 million more aid would be given. The aid includes food, medicine, blankets, and shelter. Officials say the international community now is prepared to pay for major farm, road, and school building projects. The goal, they say, is to try to win the friendship of Afghan civilians as soon as the war is over. Al Larson is an American State Department official. He says important projects need to be completed quickly to help build hope among Afghan people. For example, water projects need to be built to improve health and agricultural production. New schools need to be opened for girls and women who are both students and teachers. Officials say a plan to rebuild Afghanistan is needed immediately, although the campaign against the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda terrorist group is not over. Countries are more likely to agree to give large amounts of money now when the terrible situation of the Afghan people is continually in the news. Mark Malik Brown heads the United Nations Development Project. He says rebuilding programs for Afghanistan will become more complex and costly in 3 to 5 years. He says that the financing will come from many countries. But, he says, the planning and work of rebuilding the country will be done by Afghans themselves. Officials say a final plan of assistance for Afghanistan is not expected until January. At that time, another meeting of countries prepared to give money is set to take place in Japan. This VOA Special English Program in the News was written by Jill Moss. This is Steve Embers.